This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's most recent campaign filing is raising some questions. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
At issue are four Venmo payments, two in May and two in June, the campaign sent to Boebert herself, totaling over $6,500. The Federal Election Commission says it wants more information on what appears to be Boebert's personal use of campaign funds. If that's the case, the commission says it may consider legal action. The AP says the campaign called the transactions an error and the money's been refunded. The FEC also dinged Boebert's campaign for a dozen contributions that exceeded federal limits. All this comes as Boebert revealed her husband earned almost $500,000 as an energy consultant in 2020 and 2019. That information was not included in her previous financial disclosure. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has expanded the state's lawsuit against e-cigarette maker Juul to include the company's founders and board members. The suit accuses Juul of aggressively and deceptively marketing e-cigarettes to minors and downplaying the risks of nicotine. Weiser blames Juul for Colorado's youth vaping epidemic. A survey from 2019 found one in four students say they definitely or probably would use an e-cigarette in the next year. And a new round of state grants for artists and arts organizations impacted by the pandemic is opening for applications. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
The money totals more than $15 million. It comes through funds authorized by state lawmakers this year to help people working in the arts make ends meet. They say the program is key to helping Colorado retain its arts jobs during the pandemic. And earlier this year, the state gave out $7.5 million to artists and organizations to support that work. Applications for this new round of funding open next week. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
It's going to be a lot cooler across the state today. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.